producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Time for the Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera J. Fry. Mom, composter, gardener, bug and worm farmer, horticulturalist, ecopreneur, biocontrol specialist, and Dr. Bug Lady. I would like to extend a very warm, Easy Organic Gardener welcome to each of you. Thank you so much for tuning in every Sunday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. My guest this hour is gardening expert, author, television personality, speaker, radio show host, and artist, and my friend Andrew Lopez. Before I ask Andrew to join me, I want to make sure you receive a copy of our early spring natural product for your organic home, garden, farm, livestock, and pets catalog. Included in this issue are traps, beneficial insects, beneficial nematodes, biological fly control, natural insecticides, fertilizers, and much more. Here's how you can receive a copy of the Arbico Organics Early Spring Catalog. Go to www.arbico-organics.com. That's arbico-organics, O-R-G-A-N-I-C-S.com. Or you can always place your order by calling in to 1-800-SOS-BUGS, 1-800-SOS-BUGS, and one of our specialists will be glad to take your order. Be sure to take a look at the Arbico Organics Facebook page. We love it when you like us. Be on the lookout for sales and special promotions there, and you can always follow me at Dr. Bug Lady on Twitter. So now I'm going to tell you about my amazing guest, Andrew Lopez. The Invisible Gardener grew up in Puerto Rico, where he was first introduced to the use of organics by his madre, who grew her own fruits and vegetables naturally. Andrew has a degree in business, and in 1972, he founded the Invisible Gardener, Inc. Andrew is a dynamic speaker. He is regularly asked to address organizations, including the World Health Organization. In 1975, he formed the Organic Growers Club, a national organization devoted to healing the earth. Eager to reach more people, he created his own radio show, Talks with the Invisible Gardener. Andrew has worked with over 200 clients, including famous personalities such as Martin Sheen, William Shatner, Eddie Albert, Max Call, and Olivia Newton-John. He has been featured on the PBS show New Garden, with two current shows entitled Andy's Ant Secrets and Organic Tree Care. Andy's been featured in many journals and publications such as Sunset Magazine, Southern California Home and Garden, the Miami Herald, Acres USA, and EcoFarm, Organic Gardening, Horticultural Digest, and Acres USA, as well as on his website. He's the founder of the Invisible Gardeners of America, which has had over 8,000 members worldwide. His books include The Organic Grower's Manual, The Organic Home, and Gardening Guide, How to Heal the Earth in Your Spare Time, Natural Pest Control, Alternatives to Chemicals for the Home and Garden, and his most recent, Don't Panic, It's Organic. Andrew is a longtime dear friend, and I'm honored to have him back with me on the Easy Organic Gardener. And now I would like Andrew to join me. Welcome, Andrew. How are you today?
Hi, Sherry. How are you?
You know, I keep going back and forth because when I was going through your biography, it says Andrew, but I always call you Andy.
Andy's what I prefer, and you better not start calling me Andrew. It's too late now.
Too hoity-toity, right, Andrew?
Hey, you remember the first time we met?
Yes, I think it was at the Nitron conference in Fayetteville, right?
Do you remember the first thing I told you?
Don't call me Andrew, call me Andy.
No, I asked you to marry me.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, you said no. I said, sorry, I'm already married. You don't remember that, but I do, because I think you're not only very intelligent, but one of the most beautiful women I've ever met. Very powerful, too. I mean, all the stuff you're doing, and this goes way back. I was trying to figure out the year. It was either 80... 84, something between 84 and 89, somewhere in there, because you and I go way back.
Boy, oh boy, it was amazing. Yeah. I mean, and that was cutting edge stuff, you know. I I was talking yesterday before we were, you know, just prepping for the show, and you and I were talking about, you know, this was, we were at the beginning before green was in the Crayola box, and, you know, we were pioneers. I mean, really, sometimes if you said the word organic, it was blasphemous, so you had to be kind of careful what you said and who you said it to.
People didn't understand what you, you know, entirely what you were doing. It's kind of new, like, really, we get bugs that we can get released, you know? And it's very difficult in a chemical world releasing, you know, beneficials. But you guys have been doing it for really long time, because I met you at, you know, the Nitron conference with Frank and Gay Finger, and those folks were one of the pioneers also. So we were around doing stuff. And it's interesting, too, because I think that now that more people are into it, but at the same time, there seems to be more, ambiguous. I mean, the word natural is no longer safe, as far as I'm concerned. And they're attacking the word, the organic certification. Remember I was telling you about the, can I mention the store, or it's just WF?
Go.
You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yes.
What's the famous store?
It's a famous store, and
it starts with WF, so you can figure it out. But people have emailed me, and they say, look what's going on, because they have a certification process. They say, hey, here's three different things that you can choose. This is best, better, and top grade. And they say, well, all sustainable farming. We do least pesticides. We do all the right things. So, but the word organic does not appear anywhere in there. There's no organic certification process, and they use chemicals. And it's like, it's no wonder people say, this is wonderful. I go, no, it's not. And so it's more and more, they're more confused as to what's going on than ever before. Even in those days, it was easy. Organic, organic to me meant, you know, natural, organic farming, sustainable. Now, more people are trying to say, you know, remember there was this report not too long ago that said there's no difference between organic farming and conventional farming. The report, and the report says we did hundreds of studies. We studied other studies, right? And the study said there's no difference. But recently, Rodale came out with a report saying, excuse me, there is a big difference. And, of course, everybody said, yeah, that's what Rodale would say. And it's still, people, even with GMOs, people are so confused. I bet you, I don't want to say anything, but most people are really confused about GMOs, and they don't understand that at all. I think the thing is, let's get everybody confused and get away with it. And so that's what I see is going on. It's more and more, you know, people are just don't want to change, and it makes it very difficult. I'm sorry, that's what came out. Sorry, I'll be okay.
No, not at all, because I think our listeners are interested in this. What Andrew is saying is that there are mainstream organic grocery stores that are, as you said, you come up with these three tiers of how to grade produce, and at least I don't know if they do with animal products as well, but basically somehow it's, as you're saying, it's sort of jumbled things all into one, so that we've taken the purity away and somehow made it seem that something that's impure is actually pure.
Sure, and you know, the other company starts with a TJ, that other company is just as famous. They're doing the same thing too. Really bad. I go in there and I read labels, right? And if it doesn't say organic on it, certified organic, I'm going, even though it says this is wonderful food, we're sustainable, you know, we work with the farmers, and you look at it and then you flip the back and you look at the ingredients and you go, well, if it's not certified organic sugar, then it's GMO sugar, 100%. You know for sure. If it doesn't say it's certified organic sugar, then you know it's GMO. But actually, 97% of the food you're eating, and what I mean by GMO, I mean the bad GMO, because there are good GMOs and bad GMOs. That's what's confusing to people that don't understand. That's a big, that whole thing is, you know, the way, I mean, if you're a lawyer, you're very specific, right? So the lawyers, if you follow the courts, the lawyers are saying, hey, all GMOs, these are safe. They've been using it for years and all this stuff. But the problem is that we are eating, you're going to be eating genetically engineered foods that's not really good for you.
Let's take a quick break, and when we come back, let's have you... No. Let's have you finish talking about GMOs, because I think a lot of people are very confused about them. And so, for those of you listening, don't go away, because we're coming back with more of Andrew Lopez. Andy.
Thank you.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back, everybody. My guest this hour is gardening expert, author, television personality, speaker, radio show host, artist. This guy does everything, Andy Lopez. He's the founder of the Invisible Gardens of America. Welcome back, Andy. Say, before we get on with our conversation, please let our guests know about the website and also your special gift for them today.
Okay, cool. My website's been completely redone. It's called InvisibleGardener.com. Everybody should check it out, take a look at it. It's still in the growing process. As a matter of fact, I'm adding a new section to it as we speak, environmental alert, because that's a big issue for me. It always has been, you know. People will like that. I have a forum. I have my Invisible Gardener TV on. I do Invisible Gardener radio. I actually have 5 radio shows. And then I started writing music, so I have Invisible Gardener music up there, and then I started doing artwork. Last year something happened, and it's just everything went click, and I started doing artwork and music. Really weird. And then, but what I want to do is I have a new book out, you know, Don't Panic, It's Organic. It's about the latest information that pops out of my head. All kinds of interesting things that people would like it, because it's very simple. It explains to them, and from my point of view, rather than a crazy scientist, why these things work and how they could utilize it. And so what I'm doing today is that anybody who listens to the show, all they got to do is send me email to Andy Lopez at InvisibleGardener.com. You just got to spell invisible and gardener right. Sometimes people get it wrong, so just think of invisible man and your gardener. So invisible gardener, Andy Lopez at InvisibleGardener.com. In the subject, because I get a lot of junk email, you're right, Easy Organic Gardener?
Yes.
That's a show, right?
Yep.
Okay, Easy Organic Gardener show. And in the body, you say, I heard you on Cherie's show. Would like to enter the contest. What I'm doing is it's a contest where everybody wins, and you'll get back an email saying, you won, and here's a link. And it takes you to, you just click on the link, and you automatically get a lifetime membership for free. And then once you get back onto the website, you can get access to all my books, including the latest one, free. You just download them. It gives you access to the members forum. You know, you can talk to me. So if you have a question, like if you have a question today, normally people call in, you know, with questions. But if you have a question, you say, this is a question, and I answer them. And it's a way for me to communicate with people. So remember, you should send it to Andy Lopez at InvisibleGardener.com. Mention today's show. And you got yourself a free lifetime membership in my club. You'll get my radio shows. I do 5 radio shows. You'll get them in the email. You'll get the newsletter, which explains everything. I have new T-shirts coming out. Don't Panic, It's Organic T-shirts. I also have another one that says, I am not a lemming. I'm putting that in there for fun. I am not a lemming. And that way I can help people and talk to them, and it's a lot easier than trying to talk to 100 people on the same subject. So I know people have ant problems. There's lots of things going on now. It's more interesting than ever before, and I want to be able to touch a little bit on each of them just before we go today, okay?
Let's do that. So just as a sidebar, we use natural pest control alternatives to chemicals for the home and garden as a handbook at Arbico Organics. And
cool.
I have quite a few copies of it, and it's in our library, and it is a wonderful primer for anybody that wants to learn about how to take care of pests in the home and garden. It's lovely. It's elegantly written. It's put together with nice graphics, and I highly recommend it. So there's my plug for the day. So be sure you go online to see the website, and also take advantage of Andy's amazing offer. So just to finish up the conversation on GMOs, you know, what is your message to our listening audience
about GMOs? Here's what's going on. Because when you and I met each other, it was really simple. We went to the store, and if we found anything that said organic, we knew it was certified organic. We knew what that meant. Now you go to the store, and unless it says certified organic, it's really telling you something completely different. You're eating so much stuff that you don't even know what's in there. And they decided they don't need to tell us what's in there because if we know what's in there, we're not going to eat it. And so what the whole thing about genetically modified organism is that what we're really talking about, what we're upset about, is genetically engineered organisms, not genetically modified organisms. Genetically modified organisms, basically everything. You and I are genetically modified organisms. We're not identical to our parents. The only time something happens that is when you're cloned. And that's an identical to the parent. Otherwise, we are genetically modified. That's called evolution. That's how, and as humans, we've done it. You as a farmer, as a grower, you go out, you grow tomatoes, and you go, wow, that tomato tastes better than all these other tomatoes. Well, I'm going to get that seed, and I'm going to start growing that, and I'm not going to grow the other one. Well, guess what? That's genetically modified. If you do that often enough, and we do that on purpose sometimes, right? We get two different types of tomatoes, we pollinate the two together, or we graft them together. Lots of different ways to modify the kids. So that's genetically modified organisms. So when a lot of times if people have taken, you know, the Monsanto and company to court and the lawyers have won, the lawyers have said there's absolutely nothing wrong with genetically modified organisms. Farmers have been doing it for centuries. As a matter of fact, anything in the store, tomatoes, lettuce, broccoli, they are all genetically been modified over the years through farming technique, corn, whatever. See? So what we really need to say is we need to ban genetically engineered organisms. See, people don't understand that it basically falls down into three different categories of GMOs. You see? And genetically engineered is what we have to be careful with. Because that is the thing where they say, well, let's take this Roundup, right, or this chemical and put it in the gene. You know, there's actually a disease you get from eating genetically engineered food because of the chemicals that in there. And you know the bee die-off? Well, that's because the bees are going out and pollinating millions and millions of acres of genetically engineered corn. Duh! And so that's what we need to, actually, my opinion is the government needs to say no company can own a technology that affects all living beings and things on the planet. And if a scientist, a good scientist, you know, the good scientists and bad things, you get a good scientist because that's genetically engineered organisms is what could save human beings, the race now, the human race, because of the climate change that's happening. And that's another story that I can talk about really briefly. But basically, you know, we cannot modify normally. We can't grow corn and say, well, then I'll take that corn that's doing really well in this climate change, and then we'll do that. It takes years and years and years and years to come up with the corn that can handle the higher temperatures at lower altitude. We need to develop the corn faster, and that's how what genetically engineered will come in. A scientist, okay, let's grow corn now that can handle the heat. Let's, you know, be organic and provide us food, and that'll save us. But so the company, the government needs to say, no, you can't do that. You can't have a technology that affects the world. I mean, you know, the United States is the only country in the world that's allowing genetically engineered organisms. The rest of the world is saying no.
And on that note, we're going to take another break, but we're coming right back. Those of you who are listening, don't go away. And Andy, hold on to that thought so that when you come back,
we can finish it up.
All right, we're coming right back. Don't go away.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics Specialists. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it three times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to The Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry. With me this hour is organic gardening pioneer Andy Lopez. He goes to work with vinegar, a bag of flour, garlic cloves, peppermint soap, and a bottle of Tabasco sauce. He may sound like a Cajun chef, but he's actually one of the world's most respected organic gardeners. He uses these items as pesticides. As time passes, more and more so-called safe chemicals are outlawed, he says, and after society's been used as a guinea pig. That's why Lopez promotes organic alternatives through books, tapes, lectures, and radio shows, and now through his website, www.invisiblegardener.com, invisiblegardener.com. Welcome back, Andy.
Actually, you know, I've stopped using those things a long time ago. I became smart. I learned about the law of cause and effect. You know, when you spray something, whether it be vinegar, lightly soap, or garlic, or things like this, you're really dealing with the effect rather than the cost. And a long time ago, I figured, well, I'm basically lazy. How about we just go to the cause and eliminate the effect? Eliminates all the work you got to do.
Here. My words exactly. You know, people come to us every hour on the hour, practically, with a symptom. And the symptom is usually a pest symptom or a disease or a weed or a nematode, a pest nematode symptom. So those are the symptoms, as you say in your book, of fertility issues. And, so we fix the fertility. Guess what? You prevent the pests, right?
Right, exactly. And that really works on all kinds of levels. I mean, A lot of people are coming to me because we have this drought here in California, but the drought's basically, it's different everywhere. Some people are getting more water than ever before, and some people are just, but basically over here, what's happening is that because it's within a heat situation and people and less water, people are watering more. The gardeners are like watering more and more and more. Oh, it's high. We need to water more. And so what's happening, the diseases are spreading like crazy. Right? Whether it be mycophora, oak root fungus. I mean, these are like major things that once you get them, it's almost impossible to cure. Concerning trees or whether it be fruit trees or whatever. And then the ants are spreading. Of course, mosquitoes are spreading. And that's another story, too. There's a real simple way to keep mosquitoes from biting you. Just like what, so what I've developed over the years is a philosophy that's really a no-kill philosophy. I updated my Dances with Ants book because before I would tell people, you know, it's basically you dance with the ants. The ants are really telling you when something's wrong. They key into stress. They key, you know, they're Mother Nature's janitors. If you see them busy doing something, you know they're up to something. If something's going on, you better pay attention to that. See, so, but I've developed over the years a way of not even, you know, what is the ant key into? Well, if you solve that problem, the ants go somewhere else. You don't have to deal with the ants. It's so easy. And so, and that's exactly what happens. Because if, just to make a long story short, just say an ant attacks a tree, right? The ant, you know the ant doesn't go dig a hole or do any of that stuff to the tree, right? You know the ants bring other creatures that do that, right?
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. Most people know that. But, you know, so basically I figure, well, what is the ant doing? What? So the ants, basically, their eyes are like a refractometer. Over the years, they've developed this, evolved into their eyes. When they look at a tree, they say, well, that's food. That's a source of food. And so they'll get the little aphid or mealybug or whatever it is that they're herding at that time to go over there, attack the tree, and then they milk the creature for the nectar. And that's food. And that applies to, just say, a citrus who has a greening disease, which gets attacked by the psyllid, right?
Exactly.
So is a psyllid flying around going, well, let's see, I'm going to have a baby. I need to stick my babies in a food source. Well, I'm not going to do it in that tree because that tree is not a food source, but that one is. And what is the difference between the food source and not the food source? See, that's what you got the key into. And when you figure that out, that bug will go to that food source every time and not to your tree every time. I mean, I'm originally from Miami, Florida, right? Okay, so I was there. Well, when I met you, I think I was in Gainesville, Florida at that time. But I've been in Florida for a Florida boy for a long time until 84 when I moved over. No, maybe I had just moved to California. But I was in Florida for a long time. And you know Florida, they have the citrus disease, right?
Yes.
That went nuts, right?
Yes.
And so they passed a law that said, okay, any citrus that has this disease, we can cut it down. And any other tree within 500 feet of it, we can cut it down. And the reason to pass that law is because the citrus industry says, we are fine here as the people who are home growing that we need to be careful with. Because we spray so much pesticide over here, nothing lives. But you guys have to, especially you so-called organic people, and they pass the law that says that, right? And they come and cut the tree down. And so I had this one guy who I taught my theories and everything. He had 15 citrus trees, so this in South Miami. Everybody was getting cut down, and his place wasn't touched. The citruses were not being affected at all. And so one night, the Department of Agriculture at night went there, jumped the fence, caught all the trees down. The guy woke up and all his trees were gone. You would think that they would say, well, gee, why are those citruses not getting attacked by the bug here? Maybe we should key into that. And so that makes a long story short. See, in terms of, do you want to know, do you have an idea or do you want me to tell you or what?
Go for it. That's why you're the expert.
You know what a refractometer in bricks is? Do you listen? Have you talked to them about that?
We talk about it, but I want you to go ahead and let them know what it's all about. This is something we actually sell. We've been selling for many, many, many years, and it's a very handy tool. So go for it. You talk about it.
Well, a refractometer was invented actually by a cook who was also a scientist, and he would go out and, you know, gee, how can I figure out if this stuff's sweet? Because that's usually your key to, you know, you sweet tomatoes or apples or whatever you buy is sweet. You know, and we have evolved to eat sweet stuff as opposed to sour, you know, toxic tasting stuff tastes bad. So we go for the sweet stuff. But He said, how can I do that? So he invented a device that you can look through. You squeeze the juice of the tomato, whatever, and you can look through it. It basically reflects, you know, if you're a scientist or if you look into space, you'll know that the light you see can be broken down and tells you all the elements by the light. You know, the refractometer basically refracts the light and tells you what elements in there. They're more expensive, $15,000 ones you can buy. That basic, but the refractometer is a simple unit. It's done now for wine, for beer, because of the sugar content in there. So I started using that for my, like a tomato would squeeze the juice down, and eventually I started testing everything, and even things I wasn't eating, I was testing the lawn and trees, and going, gee, everything seems to have its own unique reading in it. And then throughout the years, I realized that the higher that brick's reading, the less I was having bugs and disease problems. And I say, well, what? There's a relationship with that. And then throughout the process, I learned. And, you know, I learned through my own evolution, but I also learned by reading what other people say, because I don't know everything. So I study what other people say, you know. And so I read those things and, you know, Kerry Reams and those other people before me, they just put the information together, biodynamics, you know. So basically it comes down to the higher the bricks, the higher the mineral level. And it's called a fuzzy line. If you ever use a refractometer, it's a bunch of numbers in a row, and there's a space where it's white and then a space where it's dark, you know, and that line, that's your reading. And that if it's a real sharp line, it means it's just basically less minerals, a variety. If it's real fuzzy, it means there's more variety of minerals. Well, the higher the minerals, the higher the bricks level. Now, what that means in terms of the plant world, and like that ant, the ant doesn't care about these things, but the ant says it's a food source. So why is it a food source? Okay, so the higher the more minerals there are, the more it makes the carbohydrates, because bugs enter carbohydrates. But it turns out the bugs are into simple carbohydrates, not complex carbohydrates. And guess what happens if a tree has less minerals, low bricks is going to have high simple carbohydrates. If a tree or plant or whatever has high minerals and high bricks, it's going to have high complex carbohydrates.
So hold that thought for a minute, because we're going to have to take a break. Then I want you to come back and we're going to finish. This is really important. I talk about it as often as I can, but I really want you to finish this, because I want people to really get the idea of the cause and effect. Healthy plant means you're just not going to have the bugs and the diseases. So we're coming right back for those of you listening. In just a few minutes, we'll be back.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener, EASY, environmentally and sustainably yours. This is your host, Sherry Herrera Day Fry, and with me this hour in the last segment is gardening expert, author, television personality, speaker, radio show host, artist, musician, Andy Lopez. He founded The Invisible Gardener with the intention of making an impact on the world's environmental problems and to educate and provide alternatives to chemical products used in the home and garden. And with a common sense approach and an endless enthusiasm, he champions the wisdom of Mother Nature. I just want everyone to know who you are. And also his website, invisiblegardener.com.
I'm losing my train of thought here.
All right. So, okay, let's get back to the topic. So we're talking about refractometers and really, go for it.
Yeah, look, you've heard the saying that healthy soil equals healthy plants equals less pests and diseases, right? That's a basic organic philosophy that's been around as long as, you know, from day one, that's what you're taught, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I said, well, gee, why is that? Why is it when we're healthy that makes a difference? And that's the difference. Humans are different. You know, living beings are a little different, but basically the same thing. Mineral deficiencies in humans, it's a big issue. But in terms of plants, yeah, that's what happens. We have carbohydrates, which bugs love, but they don't like complex carbohydrates. So the more minerals, the more variety of minerals the plant has, the higher the Brix level, the more complex carbohydrates they have, and the bugs do not touch it. So it applies to everything. So even, you know, there's one called the ambrosia beetle. You know what that is, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you know ambrosia beetle basically lays its babies, and then it grows a fungus. So the babies, when they born, they eat the fungus, and they continue on with the plant, right?
Yes.
Basically. Right. So that fungus will not grow in a minerally rich environment. Duh.
But, I mean, right. It's true. And, you know, insects just will not suck, chew, or perforate a plant with a high Brix. They cannot expel gases, and the sugar content is too high. They just do an about-face when they come into contact with a healthy plant.
Exactly right. So there are lots of really things that good things. So that's the key there is to, with any disease, any pest on your trees, whether it be a citrus, like your fruit trees, you know, usually there's a bug coming that comes and brings a disease. quite often humans will spread the disease, you know, through not cleaning their tools. But usually there's a bug. Almost all diseases are soil-borne, but usually there's a bug that will come and spread it around. If the bug does not come to that plant, it would not get that disease.
So, see? Listeners, listen up, because what Andy's saying is so simple. It, basically, if we just take care of the soil takes care of the plant. The plant feeds us for generations to come, and it works so beautifully.
So I'll tell you, look, this is how I'm dealing with oak root fungus, with Phytophthora, which are two very bad diseases, right?
Yes.
So the first thing I do is I tell them, do not apply any more chemical fertilizers. Please stop the high nitrogen fertilizer. Whoa, that destroys the balance of the soil. That destroys everything really right off the bat. It actually feeds the bacteria. So stop that. Next thing I want you to do is control your water. You're overwatering. Slow down the watering. As a matter of fact, let everything dry out a bit. But then, the most important thing to do, there's two things that's going on. First of all, there's a major trace mineral deficiency in the plant. The plant no longer has, the system is not working to get the minerals to the plant, so the plant's going to die from trace mineral deficiency. So you want to foliar feed that plant a trace mineral rich product, whether it be compost, tea. Usually you hope you make compost right with rock dust. You put rock dust minerals, you make compost with bacteria, the microbes should be alive. You spray that, wonderful. Or you can do, what I do is I buy a trace mineral supplement for humans, which is really great, and I add that to it because I have my own products, you know. Basically, you want to get the minerals to the plant, foliar fed it right away. But the important issue is to deal with the cause. The cause is the natural bacteria that should be in that soil is not there. The good guys and the bad guys don't live in the same place. So, yeah, you got the bad guys living there. So what do? You stick the good guys on them. So, yeah, if you know how to make compost and your compost is alive, you send it off, it comes back with all this list of wonderful microbes. If you don't add, I'm going fast because I'm running out of time, but if you don't add manure to it, you're not going to have the microbes that you need in the compost. You're not making compost if you don't add some type of animal manure. It's because you need that bacteria. It's in the manure to put in the soil. See, quite often you can take animal manure and just put it in the ground, turn it over, and that alone will do the job of getting rid of the bad bacteria. Because you want to get the good bacteria in there again, right? You want to get the minerals and the bacteria together so they can have a happy time. There's a book called How Mushrooms Can Save the Earth. Basically, it's about mycelium, which is what mushrooms grow on. You get mycelium growing in the soil, get the good guys back in there again, and that stops. Because all bacteria are in the soil, just like all diseases are in the human body. The conditions are right, it comes out. So you change the conditions, and you find that plant will continue to live because the disease is gone. It's there. It has it. But if you give it the minerals so that it can get the minerals going, sooner or later the roots get the little root hairs and everything working again, the minerals start going, and you get the minerals again. So all it is the trace mineral deficiency that bugs are eating, and then the bugs will come around and attack your plant because that is a food source. So I made it. Did I get it all in time?
Yes, you did. We still have a few more minutes to go.
Okay, I take a breath. Okay.
Oh, good.
But that's it right there. That's it in a nutshell for, you know, all the diseases that are going on to trees. Bark beetles. Bark beetle says, hey, food for my babies. Put it in the tree. And the tree grows fine because the bugs will grow fine because it's food source. But you get the trace minerals up. That's why, you know, the drought's affecting a lot of trees. It's because they're weak. But the strong ones are right there. They're tapped into. The problem in California is we're draining all the underground water, which the trees use, see, during this time. So there's no underground water there. So, that causes the stress. Basically means the minerals are no longer getting to the plant. So.
Well, that's just it in a nutshell. You know, we really have to think about it's such a simple process, and I really appreciate the way you outlined it for us. That how you create the fertility is very simple, and if you do have something that is showing some sort of a deficiency or being attacked by insects or diseases, you know, you go right for a foliar approach. That's the immediate way to get
the refractometer is such an easy tool. You learn how to do a reading, not just from the flower or the fruit. You do the flower, you do the leaf, too. So eventually you get to know a tree. So if that tree that's not looking happy, take a little, reading from the leaf. or the flower. And if you have a really, really low reading, you go, well, I think the tree needs some real food here. Because, you know, chemical fertilizers are not a balanced diet. As a matter of fact, it's like eating sugar all the time. You can just freak out. It's just really stressed out.
Well said. Well said. I really like the way you think. That's why we've been,
friends
such good buddies for such a long time.
Yeah. Please have me on again because I love this. And remember, people, Andy Lopez at InvisibleGardener.com, send me an email. I'd love to give you a lifetime membership. Everything I say is out there in all the different books, my TV show, everything I do, basically saying, we need to be better gardeners of our earth. Simple as that. You know, Buddha says a good frog does not pollute the pond he lives in.
Hear, hear. That makes so much sense. We've got about almost 2 minutes. So what are your parting words? What do you want our listeners to leave with today? What's your message?
Okay, so one of the things that's really most important on the top list is this climate change thing that's going on. And what nobody's telling you is what's going on in the permafrost. And lately in California we had the methane gas, right?
Yes.
Well, the methane, what's going on in the permafrost, what's going on in Southern California, that leak is nothing compared to what's going on in the permafrost. And people should start asking about what is going on with the permafrost methane and what's going on with methane. Because scientists are saying if we don't fix that, forget about every other issue on the planet, we have a major issue right there. And the scientists are giving us 20 years at this rate, 20 years that the Earth will become methane instead of oxygen. And that's an issue that we need to not ignore. Scientists say, how can we cool the Arctic down? We need to cool it to stop the permafrost from melting because they have pictures of it. Massive amounts of methane going up in the air from these, that's shooting out into space. And that's an issue that people, scientists, and everybody need to look at because, I've been yelling at the trees for years now, right? And there's still people cutting down trees because trees is our key right there. Keys, trees, what do? Carbon dioxide, give off oxygen, but they don't deal very well with methane, okay?
Trees are the way to, we all ought to go out and plant a tree and plant anything. Thank you so much,
okay,
Andy, for being on the show. We'll have you back again. Hugs and kisses. And for those of you who are listening, go out and make it a great, easy organic gardening week. We'll have another guest next week. And this is your host, Jerry Herrera de Fried, environmentally and sustainably yours.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics Specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.